She'd never heard anyone say such things. The fact that God created the world and everything in it was all she'd ever known. Hadn't she just been a counselor for 3 camps this past summer, sharing with a myriad of kids that this was the truth? Sure, she'd had vague lessons about evolution in high school, but her parents explained that God divinely influenced the process, if such a thing even happened. Hadn't her biology teacher even admitted there were holes in the theory? But now,
what more does science have to prove? In this class, we will use reason, deduction, and study to reach our conclusions. There is no place for religion, and anyone who believes in creationism is just stupid, stupid, stupid.
Swallowing hard, the lump in her throat blocked her, and her mouth suddenly felt like sandpaper. She had been so hopeful when she slid into the desk just moments before. True, the excitement of the day had begun to drain her. Still, this particular class held such promise. It was the only one connected to her major, and the professor might play a larger part in her college career. Likely, he would teach more of her classes. Her stomach twisted. Wasn't college a place to be exposed to different ideas? And she had been eager to explore new ways of thinking. But she hadn't imagined an outright challenge to her core beliefs, and on her first day, or that she would shrink at such criticism. Glancing around the room, she longed for a familiar face. Only strangers. No surprises there. Though many of her friends also attended the University of Memphis, she came from a small town. She was not likely to see any of them here. In one of her earlier classes, she spotted a couple of girls from Roche camp. Only one waved back. Awkward. She had always been good with faces, much better than most. The week-long camp for freshmen had been action-packed and busy. It didn't surprise her that the other girls didn't remember her. Besides, she was rather forgettable. Her curly light brown hair seemed quite common, with dull blue eyes and freckles scattered across her nose. She was rather plain. Forcing herself to look at Dr. Grant, she took in his appearance, much more casual than the professor's in her previous 2 classes. He sported a polo shirt and slacks. With a medium build and height and gray hair that fell over his ears, he did not seem intimidating, but his manner was harsh. He had continued talking amidst her musings. What's more, the students were responding to him. "I'm Jess. I love horseback riding. I'm from Louisville, Kentucky," a girl with long auburn hair said.
"Jess, horseback riding, Louisville, got it. Next."
The professor indicated the boy sitting behind Jess. What had he asked of the students? Would she be expected to answer as well?
"I'm Dan. I'm on the swim team. I love pizza."
The boy had blonde hair and a deep voice.
"Dan, swim team, pizza, got it. Next."
On and on the exchanges continued. The students gave their name and 2 facts. What did Brianne want to say? That she was a creationist? No, her face warmed. Soon enough, the girl in front of Brianne spoke.
"Dear God, what do I say?"
Her mind went blank. What was the name of her hometown again? The girl finished. Dr. Grant's dark eyes shifted to Brianne. They bore into her. He surely must see her secret. She caught her shaking hands and pressed them into her lap.
"Let's start with your name,"
Dr. Grant said, his words drawn out, dripping with sarcasm.
"Can you at least share that?"
Snickers filled the room. "Brianne," she said, her voice small. Why couldn't she just vanish?
"What was that?"
He turned his head and placed a hand to his ear. "Brianne." She attempted to put more force behind her voice.
"Are you sure?"
He cocked an eyebrow. More laughs. "Yes. Couldn't she just die right here, right now?"
"Can you share 2 other interesting tidbits with the class, Brianne?"
His features contorted, eyebrow raised and one side of his mouth upturned. He seemed skeptical. She cleared her throat. "I like painting. I'm from Clarksville."
"Finally, Brianne. Finally. Brianne painting Clarksville. Next, please."
He said to the girl behind Brianne, who shot out her name and 2 things. Brianne wanted to drop her head in her hands, but she dared not. No, that would only make it worse. Instead, she forced her chin up and maintained her posture. After the little get-to-know-you round, Professor Grant passed out his syllabus. There would be random quizzes on the reading assignments. Each student was also expected to participate in one of the university's ongoing psychological studies. Finally, there were unit tests and 2 papers during the semester. It seemed doable. But Brianne only wanted to know 1 thing. Was there time to transfer into another psychology class?